remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Worldwide, the number of people who have died from COVID-19 is more than 114,000, while the number of confirmed cases is well above 1.8 million. In the United States, there are more than 22,000 deaths and more than 560,000 confirmed cases. Blood tests for the coronavirus could play a key role in deciding whether millions of Americans can safely return to work and school. But public health officials warn that the current Wild West of unregulated tests is creating confusion that could ultimately slow the path to recovery. More than 70 companies have signed up to sell so-called antibody tests in recent weeks, according to U.S. regulators. Governments around the world hope that the rapid tests, which typically use a finger prick or of blood on a test strip, could soon ease public restrictions by identifying people who have previously had the virus and developed some immunity to it. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been released from a London hospital after being treated in intensive care for the novel coronavirus, but the Prime Minister will not immediately return to work, according to a statement from his office, which added that he would continue his recovery at his country residence. The government's top infectious disease expert says that the United States may be ready to start gradually reopening next month as signs grew that the coronavirus pandemic was peaking. Dr. Anthony Fauci, head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, who has quietly sought action to stem infections, said in a televised interview that parts of the country could begin easing restrictions in May, but was cautious. He was quoted on CNN as saying that we are hoping by the end of the month we can look around and say, okay, is there an element here that we can safely and cautiously start putting back? More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Christians around the world celebrated an Easter Sunday upended by the coronavirus without the usual crowded church masses and large family gatherings. Instead, they turned to the internet, television, and radio from home to follow services that noted the grave impact of the pandemic. Some found novel ways to mark the holy day. Others still assembled in groups but took precautions to try to avoid infection. The virus forced a change in Easter traditions that had even endured wars. St. Peter's Square was barricaded to keep out crowds, while one Florida church drew a large turnout for a drive-in service in a parking lot. Strong storms pounded the Deep South Sunday, killing at least 6 people in South Mississippi and damaging up to 300 homes and other buildings in northern Louisiana. Flood and tornado warnings were issued in many parts of the South. One mask producer in China says that it is rushing to fill orders from overseas while facing stricter quality inspections from Chinese regulators. Wuhan Zansen, which makes mask and disinfection wipes, says that 50 million in orders from European countries and the United States will keep the company at full production capacity until June. Johnson plans to add another 5 production lines to increase their daily production from 200,000 to 700,000 masks. Its production managers told reporters during a media tour organized by Wuhan government, Chinese customs have announced that ventilators, masks, and other supplies being exported to fight the coronavirus will be subject to quality inspections following complaints that substandard goods were being sold abroad. OPEC, Russia, and other oil-producing nations finalized an unprecedented production cut of nearly 10 million barrels, or a tenth of global supply, in hopes of boosting crashing prices amid the coronavirus pandemic and a price war. The group of nations agreed on a video conference Sunday to cut 9.7 million barrels a day to begin May 1st. New Mexico had initially blocked the deal. Iran's oil minister also says several Middle Eastern nations agreed to an additional cut of 2 million barrels a day. They reached the deal just hours before Asian markets were set to reopen on Monday. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange fathered 2 children with a lawyer representing him while he was sequestered in the Ecuadorian embassy in London, according to a British newspaper Sunday. The mother of his children, 37-year-old South African lawyer Stella Morris, told the Mail on Sunday that the couple had 2 sons, aged 1 and 2, conceived while Assange was in the embassy and kept secret from media and intelligence agency monitoring his activity. The paper said that Morris had been engaged to Assange since 2017. More at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. Ooh, yeah, my mind.
Hello again, my African Beat listeners from across the continent and across the world. Welcome back to your super show, The African Beat, on The Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from across the continent will be knocking on your doors, so relax, and let's go on a trip around Africa on disc. But right now, let's start off the ball rolling as we start from Ghana with Samini in My Own. And right after that, Lose Your Face by Raheem the Wizard and Daddy Rhymes of Sierra Leone and Chesa Namimi by The Bless. But My Own is coming up right now by Samini from Ghana.
Letter I, take my heart, baby, carry go. If you leave me, maybe I go die. Let soon as soon as it's a kitty kitty. Or camera footage, I know you're risky risky. This is much that smiles the risky. Hop any one time in the chili chili. Hey, baby, ni brownie, yeah. Golden tree chocolate, yeah. Me chat only, yeah. Each and every day, me a be the
Tell the chichi man them say when we slam we don't want no problem. tire. Yeah, we go enjoy naya. Bass bossing say I don't tire. Yes, I make them jealous say them yes. Oh na na na, make them yes. I make them jealous say them yes.
And they wanna give a chance to ya, make me shine up.
Chasing Me by The Blessed, and right before that, Lose Your Face by Raheem the Wizard, and Daddy Rhymes of Sierra Leone, and My Own by Samini of Ghana. The African beat on The Voice of America.
Remember, every sound of the drum that you hear is an African beat, and this is the sounds of Africa.
African beats.
Well, now it's music time. Let's flow with Onfe Komsa, the sound of Adele Clarice from Cameroon, and right after that, Dance by Askante Fatim of La Guinée. But it's Onfe Komsa right now by Adele Clarice from Cameroon. Let's take these messages now, which says, "Hello, Mr. David Vandy. You are such a wonder unto many. What a surprise. I am enjoying your African beats, the African Vibration program. Thank you so much for having time to send me an email." Well, this one is coming from Solomon Tesama of Addis Ababa in Ethiopia. Thank you very much, Solomon, for writing back. And you say you love the African beat and you are riding the African beat. Well, that is so great, and something good is coming out for you. Another message here says, "The big drum only sounds well from afar. Listening to you live all the way from Ghana, Akwapem Mountains. African beats, you do it best. More fire to the beat." And this one is coming from Maxter Mex out there in Ghana from the Akwapem Mountains. Thank you so much, and let the music roll. Polo Kala, Waka Waka Polo Kala, Polo Kala.
body, shake a bum bum, yeah bum bum, shake a bum bum, wine to the flow. Oh yeah, go down, slow down, go down, wine to the flow.
By Askante Fatim of Guinea and Omfe Komsa by Adele Clarice of Cameroon. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America.
I'm coming and it is the explode. To everybody run the world. Now I'm to the girl and where the next door. Girl, be the Juliet and make the radical Romeo. Yeah, give you all the gold and diamond, come a sweet, sweet purple lamp. Something that moved me, and I give thanks to God for this feeling. Something that moved me, from my inside, girl, it's feeling. Something that moved me, yes, I give thanks to God for this feeling. Yeah. I'm gonna spend a lot of money for you. I already proved to me you're not a material girl. You mad me and no way me can do. You bring meaning to my life, so I'ma take you around the world. True love me not like, oh, my sit up by my side. Swear to God, me not gonna make you cry. Are you my love, me can't deny, oh, my sit up by my side.
Judah featuring Samini of Ghana, and before that Abeleaba by Kobazi, the young Liberian sensation. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and we play you music from across the continent. So stay tuned, I'll be right back with more music.
Oh my God, I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on the Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
Welcome back. The African Beat on the Voice of America. More music from the station. Rasta Sax from Sierra Leone gives us Why We Not For Cry. And right after that, Danko by Yusundu of Senegal featuring Akon. And Go Down, the sound of Chega and Temba from Tanzania. But we play this one now, Why We Not For Cry. Rasta Sax from Sierra Leone.
Fighting for their own leadership, yeah. and Devoa. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Mina kushuka
tupendane forever mpaka kufa
usiku nikipita Twitter mami nakukuta Twitter nikisema nikucheki Insta nakuta ushaposti picha
pesa zisikupe uchizi kiburi na kutudharau
wale tulokupa shavu sasa unatusahau
Sound of Chega and Temba from Tanzania, and before that, Danko Yusundu of Senegal featuring Akon and Why We Not For Cry by Rasta Sax from Sierra Leone. This is the African Beat on The Voice of America, and I am David Van here in Washington.
African Beats.
Hey, I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Van Dee.
You are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America. We broadcast Mondays through Fridays at 0905 and 2005 UTC. And at 0905 on Saturdays and Sundays, we bring you live music from South Sudan.
Oh my God. I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on The Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Van Dee.
You don't wonder why the people fall in love. It could be for the game.
Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
We take some messages now. This one says, "Hi, David Vandy on the Voice of America. My name is Rabo Jiraiye in Nigeria. I really love the African beat. And can you please play a nice piece of music for all those who are listening to African beat right now? Well, thank you very much, Rabo, and I'll do just that." And another message here from Yuma E. James in Freetown, Sierra Leone. And he says, "Hi, David. Many greetings from Wonder Record Studio in Freetown, Sierra Leone. Well, to all of you guys in Wonder Record Studio, I salute you. And now let the music roll. Come We Stay is a beautiful piece by Blanche Bailey from Cameroon. And right after that, Win by JR of Sierra Leone. And we bring you this quote that was sent to us by one of our great guys in Ghana. And that is Eugene Rapping Drums by Flo Kingstone in Ghana. Yes, Rapping Drums, beautiful music. But let's take Come We Stay right now by Blanche Bailey of Cameroon.
Ah.
Flocking Stone of Ghana, and before that, Win by JR of Sierra Leone, and Can We Stay by Blanche Bailey of Cameroon. This is the African beat on a Voice of America. Beautiful music from the continent. Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long.
This is VOA News.